This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of middle fall. It's the second week of the frog and toad migration moon and the fourth week of the sun in Libra. I went out into the woods and fields this morning. Small cups of gossamer were shining with dew, hanging to the tips of the dry wing stem. In the mist, the grass was yellowing and the woods appeared like it does in April, bright orange leaves like new flowers. Seeds were sprouting in rotten tree stumps and the sweet smell of autumn was all around me. The low sun rested in the treetops. The silver winding river, the fallen logs invisible in summer, lay below me. I saw a small flock of robins at the riverbank and then further upstream. The trees were full of robins. Fat green osage fruit lay all over the ground. In one dark patch of ironweed stalks, a few tall bell flowers were blooming, and off to the side, parsnips were flowering and some red clover and small white asters. In the bottom land, poison hemlock was growing back with chickweed and sedum. A peppergrass plant was blossoming as though spring were going to arrive in just a few weeks. Blackbirds and starlings passed over the woods heading southwest before lunch. One monarch butterfly came by early in the afternoon and sailed over my head, the sun shining through its wings. A few loud, slow katydids sang tonight, maybe their last songs of the year. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of middle fall. In the meantime, walk out in the dark and listen for the last of this year's insect chorus. High buzzing tree crickets, chirping field crickets. Maybe even katydids.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.